Congratulations, Sean.
Thank you.
You've had a few days to soak this in, or at least a couple days to soak this in. As you ponder what something like this means, recognition across the league, what does this mean to you?
I know I've known for a little bit now. That means a lot. It's I've said it plenty of times. I don't need the recognition or anything like that. But I mean, to get an award in the way I did and the meaning behind it is super special. And I mean, having Meredith here to present it to me is, I mean, something I'll remember for the rest of my life.
Yeah. Did you find a level of strength within yourself this year that maybe you didn't know was there? I don't want to put words in your mouth, but.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. A lot happened pretty quickly, and I think joining a new team under those circumstances and having a young baby, it changes the way you look at life. So, I mean, I was lucky to have such a great support system. I mean, at my house, my family, my wife, my son, it was definitely a big help to them for the strength that I have every day.
Thank you.
Next, we'll go to Brian Hedger. Go ahead, Hedge.
Hey, Sean, congrats. Well deserved. Listen, just wondering, you know, you've had some time maybe to think back on the season a little bit and how things went. How important was it or how, you know, special was it to you, I guess, to be on this team, you know, with these guys, a new team, but they all knew Johnny as well. Did that really kind of bring you guys together? How much did that bring you guys together? And was that like right away?
Yeah, no, I mean, John's someone who brings people together. So I think going to a new team, I mean, everyone knew him well. And I mean, I said it plenty of times this year. I felt like that's where I was supposed to be playing in Columbus. And I mean, I don't take that for granted. So I think being a Blue Jacket, what it means to be a Blue Jacket, and the guys that I'm surrounded with every day in the organization and my teammates, it's a real special place to play.
And then on the ice, I mean, you had one of your, you know, best seasons, you know, in your career here when you were not injured. Was it something that just kind of clicked right away with new guys? I mean, I'm sure it took some time to learn them, but did it feel like there was some pretty quick chemistry here?
Yeah, no, there was. I think I was playing with some great players, and I mean, I was confident in my game. I think I worked really hard to get back to where I wanted to be, and I mean, I think I still got a lot to prove and a lot to prove to myself. So, I mean, I think we should be a playoff team every year, and I mean, this year is a bit of a step forward, but didn't get where we wanted to. So this is a big summer for our group to get ready for next season.
Next, we'll go to Mark Scheig. Go ahead, Mark.
Thanks, Todd. Hey, Sean. Congrats on this. We saw the video. You truly did not know that this was coming? They had you fooled?
Yeah, no, I had no idea. I was I was kind of waiting around all dressed up for a while because I was told we were doing family photos, and my mom was here. Is going to help us. The little guy and get set up, and it was, yeah, it definitely caught me off guard. So it was presented in a special way, and they did a good, I mean, did a great job to surprise me.
And one last one for you, just everywhere you look, you know, most recently at the World Championship, seeing Johnny's jersey, you know, on the trophy and the way that he's just been celebrated all year. So just from beginning to end, the way that you've seen him celebrate, just what goes through your mind with all the ways that everyone in the world has celebrated, you know, Johnny and Matthew?
Yeah, I mean, it goes to show you how much of an impact he was to everybody. He was, obviously a great player, and everyone loved him, but his personality was, unlike many people. And the friendship I had with him, it was special. So I think to see him celebrated, I hope it continues to be that way for the rest of my lifetime. And he was a special guy. So it puts a smile on your face every time you see his name or jersey or pictures of him and stuff like that. So it's a credit to the person he was.
Next, we'll go back to Aaron Portsline. Go ahead, Porty.
Thanks, Todd. Sean, I've heard players talk about the need after a season ends to decompress. And I'm wondering what that process was like for you with this season in particular, and kind of what your summer plans are to get away from the game and get reacclimated.
Yeah, no, I stayed in Columbus for a couple of weeks after the season, and I know some of the guys, and kind of started working out right away. For me, it's just trying to prepare for next season and I think keep busy. When I'm at home, I got my son just turned one last weekend, so that was a big milestone and a lot of fun to be around. And hockey's, I guess, my number one thing with my preparation, but my family keeps me busy. And the off time from, I guess, being on the strict NHL schedule is nice to kind of sit back and take care of yourself, take care of your family, and enjoy some time off.
And is Leo walking yet? And how tired are you?
Yeah, no, he's walking. He started walking last week, so it's been a complete game changer. No, he's so much fun. He keeps you on your toes. You never know when he's going to go down. So he puts a smile on my face. He gets you up early. And, my day revolves around him.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Next, we'll go to Jeff Svoboda. Go ahead, Jeff.
There we go. Thank you, Todd. Congrats, Sean. And you talked at the end of the season just about coming to Columbus and feeling at home here, and how much you and the family came to enjoy the city. But just as you look back on this year, you come in under such circumstances, and I'm sure a lot of people were there to support you. Just as you looked at Columbus, like, what can you kind of say about what made you fall in love with it so quickly, and how maybe this city and this fan base kind of helped you through everything that happened this year?
I think from the first time I was with the team, one I'll obviously never forget, but I think coming in, you feel support from the fans. I felt it from day one, and playing on home ice in Columbus is, it's so much fun. So you get out there and you feel that support behind you, and it's just such a blast. And you're just waiting for the cannon to go off to get you going. But no, I think being in the city, it's so underrated. It's a special place. I felt that from the day I got there, and my family loves it. I love it, and it's a great organization. And coming to the rink with the teammates that we have and the guys in the room, it makes it that much better.
Yeah, and I think there's also a little bit of a on ice component to this as well from you. I know you had the injury issues a couple years ago where you had to put in a lot of work to get back to where you were to be able to be the player you were this past season. Is it also kind of maybe nice to see a recognition when you get an award like this from the fact that you did put in all that work and are able to get back to be the player you want to be?
Yeah, it's definitely special to get the award. At the end of the day, I've said it before, I don't need the recognition. Everybody's going through different things in their life, but I worked hard to get where I am, and I went through ups and downs, and to be in Columbus, to be healthy, and to be able to play the game I love is something I don't take for granted. So it's playing in the NHL is amazing, and I mean, you got to work hard at that every day, and that's something I take a lot of pride in.
Thank you.
Next, we'll go to Dave Metzold. Go ahead, Metz.
Thanks, Todd. Congratulations, Sean.
Thank you.
One of the qualities that's mentioned in connection with this award is perseverance, and I think Jeff kind of alluded to it. Where did you draw the strength to persevere through not only the physical but the mental this year, emotional?
Yeah, I mean, I think I have a great support system behind me, and I come home every day to be with my wife and my son and my dog. It's always can distract you, and I mean that's what puts a smile on my face. So you go through all the different milestones with the little guy, and I mean that's so much fun. But I mean, it's also a huge credit to my teammates. I mean, they were had my back all year, and I mean, I felt that support from day one. So it was I mean, I don't know what to say other than the guys in the locker room, they helped me out so much, and it's a huge credit to being their teammates and being a part of this team.
And you probably didn't realize it as you were going through it, but you were developing, you know, something in yourself that will probably carry you through the rest of your life. Do you feel like you went through some of this experience and expect to have that help you as you move forward, not only in hockey, but in life in general?
Yeah, I think so. I think this season and, I mean, so many different moments gave me a whole new perspective on life and the, I guess, the hockey side too. So, I mean, I learned a lot about myself, and, I mean, I got a lot of people to thank. And, I mean, reflecting on this season, it's definitely one that – will always be in the back of my head.